Hi, Aaron.
Hello.
Ooh, it's 1:30. Let's get working.
Right.
Thanks, Beth. So did we get Kim's email?
Yeah.
Right. Did you all read it?
Yep.
So I think we're just working on norms today, establishing our norms, looking them over, thinking about what we want to add.
Brainstorm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
let's
talk.
Do you remember
about
those 4 points?
That we
I think I have them.
Should we share those again?
Yeah.
Those
fish points.
Thanks.
You helped me
with that earlier.
I did.
So the middle school norms are things we're supposed to be thinking about when we're creating our norms, are choosing our attitude, being present, all of us being here at the same time, and what that would look like. Playing, so making sure we're having fun and feel like it's a trusting environment that we can reflect and share and make someone's day.
Okay,
so how could we relate these to our norms as a PLC?
Well, kind of you volunteer. Thanks. Are you doing that?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Technology, I think, is one that we've done well with in the past, but what do we want to say about technology? What is going to be our norm on technology?
Well, we need to have at least one person to take notes.
We want to make sure our phones are off and our computers are not being used except for what they're supposed to be used for. So,
active participation, maybe, if we wanted to make
no technology unless needed.
Going upwards?
Nope.
Looks
fantastic. Do you want active participation in that? Or is that a different one?
I think that could be
a second one.
Yep.
I mean,
no, I think
be present.
Yeah, that's
all about me. And one, you know, my old lady years, let's avoid sidebars, and I know I'm guilty of those, but I can't listen very well if we have sidebars going.
I think something we could all think about is the ability to allow ourselves to be more reflective, like we are doing with these norms too, but I think with that we have to make sure we're willing and trusting of one another, and so disagreeing with maybe some ideas or being able to disagree and have a conversation about that, but make sure we know it's not personal,
mm-hmm.
Right?
So respectful of others' opinions?
Sort of along those lines, you know, keep it fun, have some humor, but you know, it's respectful.
Right.
So
fun humor.
Fun humor.
Instead of negative humor.
And go ahead, talk. Make my day. All right, I'm supposed to make it. Very good one.
So,
make someone's day?
That's a different one, or what the?
No, that's
a different one, right?
So, like I said, when we were talking about being reflective, I think putting them on our little table tent, thank you, I can remember the word, would be a good tool to make sure we always have our norms near us and something that we can always look at and think about every time we meet as a PLC.
That's great.
I'll volunteer. You volunteer.
No, no. You.
No, I'm not arguing. All right. I was trying to be nice.
Let me go check with Kim, make sure that's exactly what we're supposed to be doing. All right, let me go see.
That's a good plan.
Would you just write out
plan.
Come on in. Hi, guys.
Hi, Kim.
Hello.
What do you think of our norms?
Yeah,
six of them there.
Six.
So anything we're missing?
Technology, unless needed. Great. So cell phones and emails and stuff. Present active participation. No sidebars, that's always important. Respectful of all opinions. That'll be great in, you know, as we get deeper in talking about assessments and stuff, to be able to know that you can trust everyone that you're talking about, even if you feel like, oh, I don't know if this was a very good test.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, humor, fun humor.
Mm. That's fun.
going to make someone's day. Those are awesome. Yeah.
So we thought, are we supposed to put them on the back of our table tent, right?
That'd be great. Then we'll have them every single time we get together.
Pat, you have a place where we can store these?
Yep, we can store them in the back of the library.
All right. Yeah.